WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Happy New Year to everyone out there. We're going to be rolling the Crab Cake Tour into 2023. I'm going to have some announcements, some things going on. Obviously, Ravens season alive and well, and playoffs percolating around here. We call them Wise Conversations when we get together with our friends from Wise Markets. And this one, it's the last conversation of the year that I'm having. And, you know, I think I offended Hannah last month when we were talking about eating all the good stuff and the holiday stuff. And I said, you know, she's the one that allows me to, like, eat all that ice cream and have fun. And then there comes the other side of the holiday where I did gain weight at Thanksgiving. I don't think I gained weight at Christmas, which is kind of weird because I had a whole lot more eggnog and bad stuff, and was in New York City and eating muffins that I love. Christina Pelletier is here. She is the dietitian. That doesn't mean die. It means it's good for your nutrition. It's good for you. Happy New Year to you. It's always good to have you aboard. And we're stepping right into your lane here, where we get to talk about maybe how to treat ourselves a little bit better if we gained a couple of pounds last week, which some of us did.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Thanks for having me. And that is definitely a concern that I hear all the time. I feel like it's everywhere, but, you know, it is normal to be nervous around the holidays. There's always so much food around, but, you know, avoiding those holiday foods, or maybe changing up your family's, you know, traditional dishes, things like that, to make them more nutritious, that could be a good approach for you. But, you know, I always love to be able to tell people that it's totally okay to enjoy, you know, the holiday foods as they are. Because there are some kind of skills and techniques that you can use to, you know, make yourself feel better, you know, try to eat mindfully and alleviate some of that stress surrounding food.
Well, let me just say this. You know, I'm in pretty good shape. We talk about Planet Fitness around here all the time. Everybody knows me, knows I'm on a yoga mat, my back, and like all the things that I talk about just in the general sense of conversation around here at Baltimore Positive. But last week, and I'm going to plead, because Hannah's not here. And she last month, she's like, oh, so I'm the one that leads you to temptation, and Christina's here to clean it all up afterward. And I said, well, it's sort of like that. But before Christmas, I wound up getting panettone that I love to get this time of year. Niels came in from Germany, and he saved my wife's life on the bone marrow registry, sort of famously. Everybody knows who Niels is. We got spotted at the White House by one of my listeners because they recognized all 6'7" of the big German guy and my wife. And he loves chocolate mousse. And I have this great bakery out and supporting local business, Charles C's, out in Catonsville. And I ordered it ahead of time. I hadn't had it in a year and a half. It was just as delicious as I thought. So I wound up, and my wife, and I know I've told you this, and I know I've told Hannah this, she loves to bake. And this time of year, her and her sister have a tradition of going to this stone bakery thing in Vermont, and they take classes and they do pictures and they learn how to make croissant and they learn how to make cronuts and all sorts of things. Last year it was pie crust, which got me into trouble for savory pies after the holidays and whatnot. But you know, there comes a point where, like, I had more, and still do, it's still 2022, well, not 23 yet, but I still have pastries. I still have some panettone I began the day with today. But I have been eating cookies. I have been eating pie. I have not had as much ice cream. And maybe this is good. I thought about this segment a lot this morning, because this is the end of the year, and it's a little bit of a confessional, Christina. I thought, what was I going to say? Literally, I looked down this morning, and I had cookies, a little bit of pecan cranberry pie. I had eggnog. I'm not going to lie. I'm telling you the truth. Okay. This is a true confessional now. I had no cookies today. Chocolate mousse. He forgot the chocolate mousse in the trunk of the car. He was supposed to go back to Germany. So I got to eat this. So I began all this, and I said, man, and Christina on talking about eating right and being good. And I said, yeah, I'm not going to pretend that I've, you know, not been a sinner here. But I've only had vanilla ice cream this month. That's been my concession, because I feel like it was an a la mode month last month, and a lot of things involved chocolates and crunches and almonds and peanut butter and indulgence and eggnog and pumpkin and cinnamon. No lie on any of that. that I decided to go with just vanilla ice cream. So I have not, the only ice cream I've had in the last couple of weeks has been vanilla. And I feel like that's a cut down for me. Is that all right to admit that to you?
Absolutely. I mean, there's food everywhere. I feel so cleansed
now. Thank you. I feel better now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's food everywhere. You can't help it. It's good food too. You don't want it to go to waste. I'm big on sustainability. I hate wasting food. So of course, you know, moderation, portion, and you can tie in this mindful eating. So just being aware of your hunger and fullness cues. So, you know, really just looking internally to see, am I really hungry for this right now?
There's a psychology of all of this, really, right? Absolutely. Like, see it, eat it. If it's not in the house, I won't eat it. I mean, if I had pastries in the house the other 51 weeks of the year, and we rarely have visitors, right? Like, so like my wife and I, there's just two of us. And that's the reason we don't buy pie by the pie. We buy it by the slice, right? You know what I mean? That's the reason ice cream's so wonderful, because it sits in the freezer for, and you get 5 or 6 weeks to eat it fresh before it gets crazy. But like my wife's diabetic. I've explained this to you before, right? Like, so we're always measuring things, but there really is a psychology of all of this, especially as we head into a new year. It just saying maybe do a little less, think about it a little differently. I love all of this. I mean, I could so overindulge, and I sort of kid about it, but I don't. I mean, but I don't eat like this every day. And I did sweat it out for 90 minutes on a yoga class last night. But for me, I don't crave it, right? I'm not a person that feels like I need desserts 24 hours a day. But I think for people who struggle with this, this is especially a difficult time of the year with leftovers and the relatives have left, or Halloween leads to Thanksgiving, leads to Christmas, leads to, oh my God, the shirt doesn't fit, right? I mean, I've been heavier most of my life until I was in my 30s. I battled all of this. So, I mean, I have deep respect for this. So, I mean, I have deep respect. When you're saying cues and things like that, I'm thinking psychology is the training. We're trying to change people's habits, and that's hard to do.
It is really hard to do, and to stick with it, and just really looking internally, looking at those, again, hunger and fullness cues. So are you feeling tired, empty, hungry? And fullness cues can be the opposite of, the way your body is telling you that you've had enough. You might be full, feeling satisfied. And it sounds really simple, but it is hard to actually determine what those cues are for yourself, because I feel like we always do the external cues of, oh, it's 12 o'clock, it's lunchtime, oh, it's 5 o'clock, it's dinner time, or you smell the popcorn and you really want to eat it. But we really need to look inside and feel those cues of, maybe you're feeling some different emotions. If you're lonely and you reach for the food, maybe, you know, there might be a better fix for that. And it really looking at those cues to see maybe the food isn't going to be the fix for that.
Christina Pelletier's here. We always love having her on and getting some mindful wisdom to begin the new year. We call them Wise Conversations around here with our friends at Wise Markets. And I need to say this. My app is cleaned out. I had Christina on. My wife went away in early December, you know, and I have a lot of sponsors. I eat dinner at. I was at Beaumont one night. I was at Costas a couple nights in the last couple of weeks. I was over at Conrad's one night. And you'll be really proud of me. And I'll be honest with you, during the holidays, I know I'm going to be bad. So I'm 54. I'm getting older. I'm better at this. And as I've said to you, and I want to go back to feelings, because we're talking about the psychology of this, but I ate a lot of salad as well. I mean, I'm not like, I was at Costas the other night, got a Greek salad. I did my show at Costas 2 weeks ago, got a Greek salad. I was in New York, got a salad. I was in DC for lunch, million things, burgers, could have had anything, donuts, all sorts of things at this great restaurant down in DC, got a salad. So I sort of, not eating badly 5 times a day, or grazing, or where you are, just starting the day with something good. You and I have talked about complex breakfast and oatmeal and how that changed my life, and fresh blueberries and strawberries, raspberries, bananas, the things that I begin my day with. But the feeling that you talked about with food, the thing that I try to avoid, and I was in New York City on Monday, cocooned up, it was 15 degrees, and everything I love to eat is 5 feet away, right? And you can overeat. And the feeling I feel when I overeat, I guess my association psychology, the psychology for me when I decided to lose weight, and this is in 2006, I was 37 years old. Most of the stuff in my closet was extra large to hide things, right? Now everything in my closet is kind of a smaller or medium. To give you an idea, I have some pictures of me in Brazil and Argentina just won the World Cup. All my Argentina pictures, I'm 180 pounds, right? So I'm just bigger in Argentina. I was eating steak and drinking Malbec every day. It was delicious. And eating empanadas, it was great. But the feeling I had of being full every night and being out at a restaurant or being out somewhere and feeling like appetizer, salad, meal, all the meal, no leftovers, split the cinnamon oblivion. Oh my God, right? And you walk out and you're like, you just felt so full. I only get that feeling once or twice a year, and it's a mistake and it's an accident because I have another slice of pizza or the other half of that cheesesteak or, you know, whatever I would have that would make me feel bloated, full. Even on the crab cake tour, when we went out and drank beer every day, which I did, bless me. It's the last day of the year. I got to confess to you, Christina, you know, it's what I do here. But, you know, I drank beer every day, had crab cake every day for a whole like 31 days and didn't gain weight as much because I avoided the French fries and I had salads almost every day and fresh fruit every day and fresh watermelon, all that good stuff, peaches, all the delicious summer stuff that I miss so much this time of year. But I do love eggnog. But I would say that the psychology of feeling that way and feeling that full, even when I'm out on an eating tour, literally an eating tour where chefs are bringing, go look at what they did to me when I was out in Western Maryland. The chef got a hold of me, brought 14 platters and threw them down and insisted I took it all to the next town with me, that I don't like that feeling of being full, you know, and I that's really the thing that's ended it for me, which is I'm not bulimic or anorexic or anything like that. I don't want to feel that would be the next option, you know, that I need to eat so much that I need to put a pin in me, or that I need to go lay down, or I need a moment alone, or that I couldn't even have a drink afterward, or even would want water because I feel that full. And I spent years of my life, now that I think back about how uncomfortable I usually was at 9 p.m. most nights because I ate too much.
Yeah, and everyone is different. And even just recognizing that feeling and that you're having that feeling is kind of the first step into kind of that mindful eating, and then taking that step back and saying, you know, am I really hungry? Do I need all of this food? Do I really want it even? And are you still
always think about that when the menu comes, right? Especially restaurants aren't, you know, it's not cheap. I always say whenever we're out, like, especially when you're in New York, you're like, I don't want to take a doggy bag, right? I mean, how much food, you know, am I going to carry around, or am I going to bring home, or is that going to reheat well? I mean, all those things that I think we thought about curbsiding and keeping local business in order during COVID, right? So I always think about that decision, right? It's that moment you pick it up off the shelf at Wise Markets, or the moment you're saying I could get this or that. Or, you know, and meal planning. And I know that's something you talk about with people all the time, is meal planning.
Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of going back to your New York restaurant, sometimes restaurants have even better like salads or healthier options than like you could even make at home. So I know when other people make salads for me, I always think it tastes so much better. But
I tell my wife that all the time too. She doesn't believe it. She leaves and I'm like, the salads aren't the same when you're not here.
They're not. And even maybe if you find a salad or like really yummy, healthier option at a restaurant, maybe try to even recreate that at home. I know it might be hard and it won't be the same, but just having those ingredients on hand. And again, just kind of, you know, listening to your body and not getting too down on yourself if you overeat. And, you know, it's not an all or nothing thing. If you feel guilty at one point, don't think the whole day is a loss. Just kind of continue on. And, you know, the goal is to find room in your diet for all types of foods, especially around this time when there are all types of foods available.
I think about the things that I love more than anything, and some of them just happen to be really healthy. Like, I think broccoli might be one of my favorite things. And when broccoli is well done, and I know 10 different ways to make broccoli and make it taste delicious, even with just a little bit of butter, or a little bit of salt, or a little bit of any garlic, anything. And I think about the health, like, I love blueberries. I love strawberries. I've learned to love things that I love, and things that I don't love, I don't, you know, I don't eat as much of it, even if it's kind of healthy. But I do love spinach, and I love spinach 100 different ways. I like it. I mean, I know it's not the best way, but over Costas with cream spinach. And but I like fresh spinach, and I've just learned you can sprinkle a little bit of bacon in there, make it taste good. You can find a dressing that's not so heavily fat laden, and put other healthier things like nuts and a fresh avocado. And, you know, obviously, a salad a day is just a good idea in general, right? I mean, just that's good advice for anybody, that if you can find things that are considered to be a salad or healthy and find a healthy way to do it, you have sort of an out meal, something that's a safe meal that you love, that you can go to anytime, and you don't mind eating it 2 or 3 times a week, right? Christina Pelletier is here. I'm getting carried away today because I do think it's important to start the year right. We call them wise conversations. This is an ice cream scooper. I'm gonna throw that away just for a little while, and I'm gonna get healthier here with Christina. And so, New Year's off of diet and things like that. Just you and I have been doing this a long time. I'm trying to find some inspiration, you know, for the new year. And Luke Jones, and I'm just going to give a free plug to his sister, who had a really, really rough year. And we think the world of her. And I just want to give her a little love. She sent this thing that I saw this morning that inspired me. And it said, carry this with you into 2023. Do the things you love more often. And I thought, you know what? I just want to say that on the radio and have that. So give me some 2023. What are you going to do in 2023 that's going to make next year better than the last?
I would say, not food related at all, but be a better plant mom. I always kill all my plants. Not food related, I know, but I want to have a greener thumb and try to have more greenery around, because I think it does make your mood better. It brightens the day. So that is one of my goals. And also just, you know, still be mindful of, you know, the food that I eat, still enjoy my ice cream and my sweets, but, you know, have those fruits and vegetables as well that we all know and love, and also just getting outside more, kind of, you know, enjoying the outdoors and getting in that exercise.
So my wife, about a month and a half ago, I love these Morning Glory muffins, a place called Oven Bird here. But I like more nuts, and I like a little more, you know, carrot, a little more zucchini, whatever. So she has been tinkering with a healthy muffin, like with walnuts, just different things. Nothing chocolate related, nothing butter related, trying to figure out applesauce as a binder, and just different things. So, you know, this is something we've done into 2023 to try to figure out things we really like to eat, things we love, things we, and try to find more ways to bring it home and more things. My big thing this year, and I hate the cold. We've been through this, certainly the last 2 weeks. There's nobody that should love 15 degree days, and not even Eskimos, you know. I mean, God bless these people who live in Minnesota and whatnot, but chasing the northern lights, that's on my 2023 bucket list. And it's sort of a cold weather activity. You know, you can chase them in the summer, but there's less nighttime, and you need nighttime to do it. So maybe my compromise would be to do it that way and stay up all night in Iceland or something like that in the middle of summer. But I'm going to chase the northern lights. That's the only thing left for me that like is a big thing. So that's, you know, that's my bucket list for you. That and trying to eat better, make better muffin recipes. That's all, you know, that's it. That's my 2023 goal.
It's a good start.
Eating healthier, wise conversation. Tell me what you do for Wise Markets. I always call you dietitian, nutritionist. Are you both or either or neither? Or did I screw that up?
Well, a dietitian, they're both similar, but a dietitian has, you know, all the credentials. We went to school for 4 years, has our degree, and we did an internship and took an exam. So we have all the credentials and everything, but anyone can call themselves a nutritionist. So I am technically a nutritionist.
Did not know that.
And so they don't have as much, they don't have the credentials that we do. So if you're looking for a dietitian, look for that RD or RDN credential after their name. That's how you know they're professional. And nutritionists, you mostly find on social media, that sort of thing. And they're not as reliable. They can be, but not all of the time.
Well, so all dietitians are nutritionists, but not all nutritionists are dietitians.
Exactly.
Christina Pelletier is here. I am appreciative of you joining us and our Wise conversation. It's always great to have visits from our friends from Wise Markets with helpful hints and fun. And sometimes it involves cooking and baking and good fun stuff. And sometimes it involves, hey, it's New Year's. Put the sweets away for a little while. So we're going to try that around here a little bit as well. Happy New Year to you. I enjoyed my final segment of the year, spending it with you and trying to talk about ways we can be better next year.
Absolutely. Happy New Year.
All right. There we go. So a big shout out to Roxanne, Luke Jones's sister, for reminding me to do the things that I love more often in 2023. I'm reading right from wherever your energy goes, your attention goes, your energy flows. I know that to be true as well. Right now, our energy is headed into 2023. Luke is doing all things Ravens, getting us ready for that. I am getting a Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Win Donation, ready for 2023 as well. I got some old friends we're going to be visiting with. I have some cool celebrity guests who owe me one in 2023. I'm going to be calling that out sometime in March and April to have some great guests as well as the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in the summer again this year. All of it made possible by our friends at Wise Markets and all of our sponsors around here. Big appreciation to all of them and all of you. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.